Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease that can affect virtually any part of the body. In this condition, the immune system, which normally protects the body from infections, mistakenly attacks healthy tissue. What is lupus? Lupus is an autoimmune disease where the body's immune system becomes hyperactive and attacks its tissues, organs, and cells. This can result in widespread inflammation, pain, and tissue damage. The severity and range of symptoms vary from person to person. Some individuals experience mild symptoms, while others may develop severe, life-threatening complications. Types of lupus. Systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. The most common and serious form of SLE can affect the skin, joints, kidneys, brain, heart, and other organs. It is often characterized by flare-ups, where symptoms become more intense, and periods of remission. Cutaneous lupus. This type primarily affects the skin, causing rashes or lesions. The most well-known symptom is the butterfly-shaped rash that appears across the cheeks and nose, which is characteristic of lupus. Drug-induced lupus. This type of lupus occurs as a reaction to certain medications. The symptoms are similar to those of SLE, but they usually disappear once the offending drug is discontinued. Neonatal lupus. Neonatal lupus is a rare condition that affects newborns whose mothers have lupus. The condition is typically temporary and can cause a rash, liver issues, or low blood counts in the baby. Causes and risk factors. There is a strong genetic component to lupus. Individuals with a family history of autoimmune diseases, including lupus, may be at a higher risk of developing the condition. Lupus is more common in women, particularly those of childbearing age, which suggests that hormones, particularly estrogen, may play a role in the disease's development. Exposure to ultraviolet, UV, light, infections, or certain medications can trigger lupus flare-ups in susceptible individuals. In lupus, the immune system mistakenly attacks normal tissues, causing inflammation and damage to the body's organs. Symptoms of lupus. Joint pain and swelling. Often seen in the hands, wrists, and knees. Butterfly-shaped rash. A rash that typically appears across the nose and cheeks. Photosensitivity. Sensitivity to sunlight, which can trigger rashes and other symptoms. Kidney issues. Lupus can lead to inflammation of the kidneys. Lupus nephritis, which can cause kidney damage. Chest pain. Caused by inflammation of the lining around the heart or lungs. Hair loss. Thinning or hair loss can occur during flare-ups. Mouth sores. Painful ulcers in the mouth or nose are common. Cognitive dysfunction. Some individuals experience lupus fog, which involves memory problems or difficulty concentrating. Diagnosis of lupus. Diagnosing lupus can be challenging because its symptoms often overlap with those of other conditions. There is no single test for lupus, so doctors rely on a combination of methods to make a diagnosis. The doctor will ask about symptoms, family history, and any potential triggers for lupus. The doctor will check for typical signs of lupus, such as rashes, joint swelling, or organ damage. Blood tests are commonly used to detect certain antibodies, e.g., antinuclear antibody or ANA test, which are often present in people with lupus. However, a positive ANA test alone is not enough for diagnosis. Doctors may use imaging tests, such as X-rays or ultrasounds, to assess organ function and detect any internal damage. Treatment and management of lupus. While there is no cure for lupus, the disease can often be managed with treatment. The goal is to reduce symptoms, prevent flare-ups, and minimize organ damage. Treatment options may include medications, anti-inflammatory drugs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, help reduce pain and inflammation in joints and muscles. Corticosteroids. These drugs help manage inflammation, especially during flare-ups. However, long-term use can have side effects. Antimalarial drugs. Hydroxychloroquine, Plaquenil, is commonly used to manage lupus symptoms and prevent flare-ups, particularly skin issues and joint pain. IMMUNOSUPPRESSIVE drugs. For more severe cases, drugs that suppress the immune system, like methotrexate, azathioprine, or cyclophosphamide, may be used to control inflammation and prevent organ damage. Since UV light can trigger flare-ups, people with lupus are advised to use sunscreen, wear protective clothing, and avoid prolonged sun exposure. Regular, gentle exercise can help improve muscle strength and joint mobility. A healthy, balanced diet can help manage symptoms and support overall health, particularly if kidney or heart function is affected. Living with lupus requires ongoing care and attention to health. The disease often involves periods of flare-ups and remissions, so patients must stay proactive in managing their condition. Regular checkups with a healthcare provider are essential to monitor organ function, manage symptoms, and adjust treatments as needed.